to know news, here we go. California became the first state to allow student athletes to make that money. Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law the Fair Pay to Play Act, which says colleges in California cannot punish their athletes for collecting endorsement money. The bill allows student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. It also allows for college athletes to hire a licensed agent to represent them. The NCAA said it would continue its effort to make adjustments to the rules following the signing. Some people are like, well, they don't need anything. They get to play for free. But it's like, that's all they're doing is practicing and playing.
Right. Wow, that's really interesting, because then obviously you would think the rest of the country would follow suit. We shall see.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think it's good. These kids, man, they should get whatever they can get. What's wrong with that? Police in Michigan, this is an interesting story, are investigating why a digital billboard at the side of a busy highway played a porno film for 20 minutes.
20 minutes? This isn't like a minute or two.
No. But first of all, how does that happen? You have to do that. That doesn't just accidentally, oh, this is the next one. Saturday night around 11 o'clock, so good thing a lot of kids probably weren't out, drivers reported seeing the video playing on the screen in the city of Auburn Hills, Michigan. Police actually witnessed the video playing and contacted the owner of the billboard to have the video stopped. Here's a witness talking about it.
Very bizarre. I thought maybe it was a billboard for a strip club or something. I was just looking up at it and I was like, huh. Oh, wow, that's porn. Disturbing in the sense that somebody was able to do it. 10:30 at night, you know, it's not going to be a lot of kids out there, but still, yeah, that somebody was able to do that was kind of remarkable.
Yeah, like, who did that? Did somebody hack into it?
That is so interesting. Can you imagine somebody, like, running off the road? Wah!
I guess those billboards do work, right?
Wow.
Somebody's paying attention.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is a story, and it's negative, but I think it's good at the end of what the family actually did here.
Okay.
A private school in Virginia said a 12-year-old student who accused three boys of cutting her hair made the whole thing up. The principal said the school is relieved to hear the truth. The girl, who is black, had reported that three white boys cut off her dreadlocks last week after pinning her down and covering her mouth. The girl said they were saying that my hair was ugly and it was nappy. The police were investigating the accusation. The girl and her family met with the administration yesterday, and that's when the girl admitted to fabricating the entire story. The school principal said, "We feel tremendous pain for the victims and the hurt on both sides of this conflict." The girl's family issued a pretty long apology, which I'll put up on Need to Know News, but they're like, "We ask that it takes time to forgive us," like the family for the girl making that accusation, because like those boys obviously didn't do that and they were made to look so bad. But also,
so
it's like,
she
why
made that whole thing up?
Yeah, and I guess they're gonna get to the bottom of that, of why she did that. But it's like, kids are young and dumb too, but it's like, why would she feel the need to say that? That's what I don't get.
I'm just like, in the social climate, in the hate that goes on,
yeah.
Why they're feeding it, like, and that's awful.
And but props to the parents though for stepping up and saying that, like, that's their kid. You know how embarrassing that would be? And they're like, hey, we love our daughter, but this is a lie. This didn't happen.
I just think that takes away from all the victims that these things actually happen to.
Oh, of course.
It's a slap in their face. Just like the whole Jussie Smollett thing, whatever you want to believe, that is so bizarre. Why would you lie about that kind of thing to get attention? Because that takes away from the victims who actually undergo these things that are so traumatic. Shame on you.
It's like crying wolf. People aren't going to believe you. So, but I'm glad to see that that's, you know, kind of been righted right there. And finally, this is something that I want, and hopefully my wife's listening, because I know she probably wants me to get it too. The self-driving garbage can. This thing can remember to take the trash out to the curb for the smart can. It was invented by Andrew Murray, and it's currently in development at the company he founded, RESI. Using there's an app. The smartphone can follow a pre-programmed schedule and automatically drive itself to the curb drop-off point on garbage pickup days, and then automatically return to wherever you put them and park them to rest for the week. It's kind of like those little cleaning things, like the vacuums, like how they have like a starting point and they have a sensor. That's what it'll do. So it'll go like one little curbside thing where you park it, and it'll have like another sensor it's supposed to get to where it knows that's where
this
the garbage
is
supposed to be lined up.
How much do you think this will run?
I don't know, but take my money. I need this immediately. It does not say, what you know it means is expensive. That's when you do not want someone to steal your garbage can.
That's because it's new, like the prototype, you know, they're just developing it. But I am into this. I'm huge now because I used to not take out the trash. That wasn't one of my things. But now that I'm a single lady, I do it. And I do it every single day because I can't stand trash.
I haven't heard what you do if you're on the second or third floor of an apartment or a house. Yeah.
I'm on the third floor. I'm on the very top. And so
you just have to throw it out your window then.
No, I make the trip. That's your only option. I have buns of steel.
There you go.
I go up and down my stairs at least 6,000 times a day.
Yeah, that's it. Buns of steel. All right. Now I feel awkward. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, well, we only need one word for Song of the Day today because the songs all have a one-word title. Who has the best one? We'll find out coming up next.